Early education's a hot topic these days, and it's about to get hotter. Texas lawmakers cut some pre-kindergarten funding in 2011. A paper out tomorrow examines how that's affected school districts. For example, some valued it so much, they sacrificed other programs to keep it. Communities and school districts, even parents and politicians, are zeroing in on research that shows early intervention is key for kids. Forget kindergarten, even pre-K. A baby's first months matter. Learning at Little Rascals Daycare in West Dallas starts at a very early age. Director Chancey Smalley is working to up her game by pursuing accreditation. She wants parents to know this is more than a place to drop off your kid. Standards are high and children are learning.
All of our schools over here are failing. So you have Carr, you have Carver, and they're all failing when it comes to test scores. Pinkston High School is on the verge of being shut down. The parents' expectations of children's going to daycare centers is basically for them to be babysitted.
Smalley's on a mission. In this poor community, she realizes many parents work hard just to survive. Research says low-income parents read far less to their kids than wealthier families. Children hear millions of fewer words, and so their vocabulary is limited. They'll walk into kindergarten already behind.
Our goal is not only to help our kids, but to train our whole community to want more and to want better.
At the daycare, some have been here since they were babies. Their teacher is Chris Moreno.
What do we do with our ears? Listen. What do we do with our mouth? Taste. What do we do with our eyes? See. So what are they called? Senses. Good job.
These kids are getting ready for pre-K, where they'll build on a foundation of language, complex thinking, and processing sound and images. Texas helps fund half-day pre-K and since 1999 offered grants for full day. That funding got cut 3 years ago, causing issues for districts, says Bob Sanborn. He runs Children at Risk. The group's study looks at what districts did.
What we found is that here's one of the few evidence-based programs of research, of education that really has a significantly positive impact on educational outcomes, the whole day pre-K, and that basically disappeared.
Here's what surprised Sanborn. So many districts, including Fort Worth and Dallas, valued full day pre-K enough, they kept funding it despite the cuts. They siphoned money from elsewhere in their budgets, but many districts didn't.
We still found a significant number of districts that were not doing full day, and they, by and large, said, you know, if we had funding, we would do full day because it's so important.
Sanborn is hoping, in this political season, lawmakers of any party get the message that pre-K, even birth to age three education, is so essential it's worth funding.
You either pay me now or pay me later. We know that when you do pre-K, you're less likely to drop out of high school. You're more likely to graduate. You're more likely to read at grade level.
Sanborn's feeling optimistic in part because of the convincing evidence, and he says because conservatives and liberals believe in pre-K education. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.